What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Stage Right Podcast. This is a very special episode because the... What are you doing?
This is a good take. Hey, what's up, Stage Right family? We are live at Third Encore face-to-face in Burbank, California.
Holy shit, I'm actually looking at you in person. It's unreal.
Yeah, it's unreal. We're not on a Zoom call. We're just face-to-face.
And I'll be honest, it's a lot harder in person because Los and I cannot stop laughing, so.
Hey, man. It is what it is. It was what it was.
Amen.
And it will be what it will be.
Amen, brother.
Oh, yeah, brother. So, me and Chris got on a plane, traveled during quarantine time in COVID times, and we got to California.
Which is, frankly, a very horrifying and strange experience because we're all worried about COVID here. So it's a really interesting decision to make because you want to work again. You want to be with your friends again, be back on the road. But it's also really nerve-wracking because we're going to be at shows. We're seeing a lot of different people that have a lot of, you know, wide-spreading webs. So it's very strange.
It's definitely very strange. And dude, yeah, you're crossing paths with way more people than you probably have during the past, you know, 9 months. And
absolutely.
Especially just going through airports, I feel like,
and
wow.
That's one of the worst parts, because I trust everyone here. And also, if you're hearing a little bit of noise in the background, our front of house guy, Peepers, is in his little front of house den here at Third Encore, blasting his music, trying to tune his system. So we apologize for that, but you can't stop Peepers. There's no way.
Just think of it as background music, guys.
And we'll hear from him soon. He'll be on the podcast soon. And Peepers has stories that you're going to think are lies, but it's all true. And I've seen the truth, and it's horrifying. And shocking at the same time. But Los, how do you feel, man? Like, we haven't been on the road in a long time. I haven't seen you in a long time. Like, how does it feel to be back here with everyone, like with the entire crew?
It feels surreal, man. It feels great. Honestly, especially being in this room, this is where we last rehearsed for the winter tour.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit surreal. It's like we just did it and picking up where we left off. And
we're almost a year out from that tour.
Yeah,
which
exactly.
Which is unreal. And I mean, this is a place that we've been, I don't know how many times. This is our spot where we always rehearse. And I want to shout out Third Encore for sure. I love everyone on this staff. They're amazing, amazing people.
Shout out to Malcolm.
Thanks for setting up the room,
dude, before we even got here. And
yeah, it's amazing. Also, shout out Tour Supply because they're right across the street and they always take care of us. And also, I have a big shout out today.
JH Audio.
Thomas at JH Audio. My ears, I have some JH 16V2 ears, and my casing snapped. It just like popped open, like snapped in half.
Magically.
And I called Thomas today, and he had my ears fixed in probably an hour and a half, 2 hours. Unreal. Amazing guys. JH, I love those guys so much, and it has changed my life yet again to have my JH in ears in again.
Dude, you can't beat it, man. Great customer service, great products.
Awesome guys all around.
Yeah. Shout out to those guys.
And then while we're shouting out, we have a brand new drum kit coming tomorrow for Joe, the drummer for Iration, from Masters of Maple, my good boy Sahir. He's hooking us up with a custom Masters of Maple kit for Joe. So I'm super excited to see
what's
that tomorrow.
What's he bringing again? A drum kit?
Yeah, it's going to be a drum kit, Los. And okay. For you who don't know, Los is also the drum tech, so it's a pretty shocking question from a drum tech to ask what's being brought.
Dude, I am so excited, man.
Yeah, it's going to be, we've had a few of their snares for a while, and they do a lot of really cool compound snares where it's a three-layer shell. So it's wood, steel, wood. Which
it's
just sound, they sound fantastic. It's like a beautiful sandwich, yeah.
Yeah.
So we're getting
or a bagel.
Or a bagel.
Quite
which
nice.
Which I think we have something to admit, Los. We're not really eating bagels lately, are we?
No, man. I mean, I'm staying a little bit off the carbs and the gluten.
Yeah. I mean, Los has lost, what, 30 pounds?
I don't know, man. Who's counting? But yeah, this quarantine has been good in that sense to be a little healthier and eat better.
I'm doing the opposite. I'm getting fatter.
Hey, man. How did the cat get so fat? Nobody knows.
I think I know. It's the carbs.
We know. It's the bagels. It's the bagels and the cream cheese.
It really gets you fast.
How do you feel?
No, but it feels amazing to be back on the road. It's a little weird. I've never been home so much with my family, my girlfriend, and the new puppy, obviously. So it's a different experience. I definitely miss home more than I have in the past because I was so used to touring. I mean, it doesn't take away from the joy of being back with everyone and being able to, you know, do shows and like provide music to all these people and then provide joy. But it definitely is a different experience. I definitely miss home a lot more than I have in the past, and I'm kind of trying to reconcile that. So it's interesting. It's very interesting. It's kind of a lot to work through, you know. So I'm definitely excited to be back home. I'm glad it's not one of our 3-month tours.
It has its bright side that it's only a week. The fact that we're not just jumping into like a 8-week tour or something.
And it's strange because I think we haven't talked about the emotions of tour that much. But I feel like whenever we go on tour, for me at least, the start is always really stressful. I'm always worried leaving. And I really want to leave.
Okay.
Not so much this time, but like before I always did, but I was always scared. I was always nervous. And this time that is, you know, compounded by, I don't like fucking 20 times because I haven't touched this gear in so long. And I want to talk about that next, about how hard it is to set up a rig that you built after 9 months of not seeing it. But I know by the end of this, I'm going to be really sad to go home because that always happens on tour. Like the last, usually on like a big 3-month tour, the last week is when I'm like, fuck, man. I'm actually going to have to go home and like not be with what is literally my second family. And that's always a really strange, you know, mental fight.
Yeah, this is sort of the dynamic. Like the first week or two of tour, everyone's super excited, figuring their shit out. And then week 3 and 4, where like where everyone gets comfortable. It's really fun. Everyone's usually pretty dialed and it's a smooth run. And then week 5 and 6, there's some tensions in the air. People start missing home.
There's always a snap. There might be a snap.
Like, people are, you know, a little bit on edge sometimes. Been living in close quarters for a while, and it's okay. It happens. Everyone has their days. And then week 7 and 8, it's like, oh, fuck, we're at the end. Like, I can't believe it's over. And then when you get home, you have kind of like this like post-tour blues, you know?
Absolutely.
Which
the
like a lot of people
depression is real.
Don't talk about, but it's real, man. It's like when you're on tour, you're on this fucking fast train ride, just boom, 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 moving, 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 going, going, going.
And for me, I think too, it's like every night is someone's best night. Like that made someone's year. Like when you're in a band that people really want to go see, you made someone's night that night. Every single night on our tour.
Oh, yeah, man. That's
And that's a crazy experience. And then just to go home and have everything just suddenly stop.
Yeah, it's like you get off that train and you still feel like you're moving, but you're not. You're out standing in one place.
It's definitely a really big challenge. And that, I think, was a big challenge for me when COVID hit because, you know, we all expect to transition out of tour at some point. At least I do. Like to have a family, whatever it might be. But to have that transition be so sudden and so unplanned was really, really challenging for me.
Yeah, dude. I think this whole fucking thing flipped a lot of people's lives upside down.
It really did. And even like being here and talking to the guys at Tour Supply, talking to the guys at Third Encore, like everyone's really struggling. It's been really tough for everyone. And
yeah, and everything looks different. Every checkout cashier thing has a fucking plexiglass shield in front of like,
and I don't know if you saw, but Tour Supply has a massive kick drum head in front of their
that's what I'm talking about,
which is awesome.
Yeah.
I love that. That's a great twist on it.
Yeah, they adapted well.
Yeah,
it's
they
nice.
Really did.
But it feels weird. It feels even like less human contact, even when you're in front of a human. Like you're separated by the shield, and then you have the face mask as well.
And I can't even hug some of my friends. I mean, Los and I hug because our friendship kills COVID.
I'm taking the fucking risk.
But my good friend, you know, Drake, who I run podcasts with, he's not touching anyone. He's keeping his distance.
Yeah.
Which is really crazy because I'd love to hug Drake right now, you know?
Hey, man, you got to respect whatever people got to do, man.
Absolutely.
I think it's a lot of unknown and nobody knows what's going on, so.
No one knows what's going on. And then going back to some of the tour stuff and to like, these rigs, because I built my rig. I built that entire rig.
Yeah, how did it feel to set up your rig after 9 months of not really touching it?
It feels unreal because I thought I labeled well. And we circle back on this a lot. For anyone who is actually trying to get into touring who's not and listening to this, you need to label and make it super, super clear and dummy-proof, maybe for yourself. Because I found myself reading some of my labels and thinking, what the hell was I thinking when I wrote this label? Because I don't know where the fuck this cable goes. So it's very strange. I mean, I don't know how much longer it took us to set up. Probably an extra hour.
I would say an extra hour than usual, especially...
Well, it was like the muscle memory was gone.
Yeah,
like
exactly. The muscle memory was gone, you know. And it seemed like I had to think about everything. Yeah, exactly. Like, that flow was gone. The flow of, like, just, like, setting up. Like, I could do it with my eyes closed.
Yeah. And I'm going to admit something. So I'm mainly Micah Brown's guitar tech. He has the most responsibility for me that I have to deal with. And I had to go onto his Instagram to see what color strap went on what guitar. Because I couldn't remember for the life of me.
I usually set up the drums for Joe, and I had to go back on my pictures from last tour to see where each crash cymbal went, because I wasn't exactly sure.
And we had even questions about what stands went where, which really, like, it just emphasizes that point of, like, you need to label everything all the time. Labeling exactly. is key, and it's hard to label. I suck at labeling, but it's so important.
Just for consistency purposes and that... time-saving purposes too, like, do it. Label everything.
Yeah. So it's been interesting, you know? It's been really, weird to see how fast a lot of that knowledge kind of, like, floats away.
But it does feel good to be out here, man.
It's like you said, it's still surreal.
Yeah, I can't express enough how weird it is and... amazing, dude. I feel like I've been hoping for this for months now, dude. And it's finally here, and it's be in this environment that you just wanted to be in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, to be back. I mean, I didn't think it was going to happen. I had so many doubts. I was sure it was going to be canceled last minute. And it's amazing just to be, like, just to see peepers in the lobby or to see you in the lobby. Like, it's like, yeah. Holy fuck, we're back. Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. And I'm really, I'm really curious. I've never, ever been to or seen a drive-in show. And I just wonder how that interaction is going to be. Like, is it going to feel like we're back doing a live show? Is it going to feel super disconnected? I'm super curious to see how that works out.
Yeah, man. I'm excited to see how it goes because it's a different experience. And obviously, it can't feel the same. People are going to be in their cars. The PA is not the same.
Not nearly as many people either.
Not nearly as many people. And the proximity of these people, you know, it's just everyone's in their car. So you can't really see people. I'm not sure what it's going to be
it's
like.
It's going to be interesting. And I think one of the things I'm going to miss most is, honestly, what I think we're doing this podcast for is all those interactions you have. Because this industry is all about networking, right? Like, you get your jobs by meeting people backstage or on the bus, and you talk and you connect, and that's what's, like, is the beauty of this industry. And I'm really going to miss that, where you're meeting random people in the crowd or backstage.
Or even, like, seeing your friends. Like, this yeah. is a whole different experience where, like, guest list and having guests on at the show is a no-go.
And let's talk about things like, one of the things that I really miss is stuff like One Love, Cali Roots, because for the reggae scene, it's like a family reunion.
Yeah,
every
exactly.
band you know is there. Like,
that's what
you just
festivals
see,
are for. Yeah.
You can't do anything without seeing, like, someone you know so well, and you just, like, meet them, you hug, you talk about what's going on in your life, and it's an amazing experience to do that and to be in that kind of family environment with so many people, and that's just not a possibility anymore. So that's a real downside for me, I feel like, and I'm stoked to be out here with what I would call my immediate tour family, but that extended family is missing from it, and that's kind of sad. Or even us going out to dinner, you know?
Yeah, I mean, everything's closed. The usual spots we would go to like, get some food and
coffee.
Hang out, coffee. They're all closed. Either way, I'm super excited to do these shows, man. It feels good to be around music and to hear the new songs that the boys put out on the Coastin album. And just
to see the boys again,
just
man.
To travel again and change the scenery. It's such a refresh and reset, man, and such a boost. It already feels good, and this is only the first day of rehearsal. And yeah, I'm excited for tomorrow and the next three shows.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, we can do stuff in person, which I don't know why, guys, but it's super weird.
It's super weird.
It's really, really weird. I don't know if it's just because we're tired or... But it's really weird being face-to-face. We're way better at this when we're on Zoom.
Yeah.
This is super awkward. So I hope this wasn't too bad for everyone out there. But It's really weird being face to face doing a podcast. It feels like we're in a continuous like blooper reel right now.
It does feel like this podcast is taking longer than we anticipated.
And it's only been 20 minutes, probably less. Yeah. All right. Well, with that, right, guys, I think we're going to cut it right here because we can't do this much more. We're going to chat all night long, but you don't want to hear what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So, but please look forward to some good guests. We're going to have some of the family on, from the Road family on this tour. So we're going to have Peepers on. That's going to be a really fun episode. And hopefully Lenny on as well, which is going to be controversial.
That's going to be a long one, I'm sure.
Yeah, that'll be a long one because he says he's shy, but he will talk for hours because I've heard it every single night on tour. When the bus does not go quiet because Lenny is up in the front lounge screaming about politics.
Yep. And then we'll have Colin.
Yep, our tour manager. Yep, absolutely.
And that should be a great episode, man.
All right, guys. Well, this has been a weird episode. It's weird being in person, but I'm super stoked. I'm so glad to see Carlos and everyone else. So, again, please go rate and subscribe. It helps us out a ton. And we're going to get some great content out for you guys. Hopefully we get those stories pumping.
Yeah, tune into our Instagram and see what we do this week.
And of course, our Insta is at Stage Right Podcast. Super simple, easy to remember. Go check that out. And also, maybe some really sick merch coming soon from yours truly, Carlos. Amazing artist. So we have some ideas that we're mulling over.
We're cooking up some cool stuff for you guys. So stay tuned for that, for sure. Little clothing line coming at you.
Let's fucking go. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. We really appreciate it. Please, again, rate, subscribe, check out the Instagram, and big things coming. So stay tuned.
Yeah, December's a big month. A lot of good news coming out, and stay tuned.
There we go. All right. And it's over. Right. And it's done.
Cut it. Cut it. Hey, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. Remember to give us a like, subscribe, and a follow on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and on Instagram at Stage Right Podcast.